Greetings, this is Chris Temple, and by popular demand, I'm going to do a couple of different recordings today. This is Sunday, June the 14th, under the headline that you found this under on my website called Obama Trade for Dummies, because you don't actually have to be a dummy to be thoroughly confused by a lot of what's gone on. A lot of people who follow politics are having a hard time following this. And that's partly understandable, and of course it's partly by design, not least of which by President Obama, who just wants everybody to trust him and his big business backers and the big business backers of the Republican leadership, and just everybody kind of go along their merry way, and we'll pay attention to Caitlyn Jenner and other more important things while they strip away more of our economy and our middle class. So after that little editorial comment, I want to give you the nuts and bolts of exactly what's going on and exactly what happened this last Friday, the 12th, with the vote in the House of Representatives. Now, the first confusing thing that has got some people in a little bit of a jumble on this is there was no trade treaty or trade agreement voted on this last Friday. So let's get that fact down first. What was at issue is what we all used to call fast track. Some of you know that back in 97, when Bill Clinton was president, the Republicans were in control of Congress, there was a very similar, in fact, in many ways identical, battle going on where the Congress was wanting to give the president, the executive, fast track authority to negotiate trade deals. Now, when you listen to some of the proponents of this, I could even half buy it. When I was listening to Paul Ryan, the former vice presidential candidate, the representative from down by Milwaukee, when he was on the House floor Friday morning, if this man could have been believed, I'd half buy the sales pitch for this whole deal. We have to give the president a freer hand to negotiate trade deals with our potential trading partners so that the Congress can't micromanage and change this and change that because nothing would ever get done. On the surface, that makes some sense, but the problem is that authority in the past has led to various trade agreements, which almost unanimously have led to less manufacturing in America, lower wages for those Americans that still do have jobs, and basically this race to the bottom where all of the world's workers are victims to one extent or another, and we're basically being brought down to the low wage levels and low standards of other countries. So fast track is what was at issue. Today they call it trade promotion authority because that sounds nicer and less slick than saying we're going to fast track something to try and blow up by everybody. So those are your terms. And what was voted on Friday was trade promotion authority generally. But what happened on Friday, and this is kind of back to Constitution 101, is that keep in mind that before the president can sign any bill, the House and the Senate have to concur on identical versions of that bill. If there's a difference, then nothing has happened that the president can sign. It needs to be hashed out. Now, if you go back to May, the Senate voted affirmatively by a filibuster-proof margin, just barely, trade promotion authority in that body. That was no big surprise that the Senate passed this. What happened, however, when it came to the House is that Speaker John Boehner was trying to figure out how am I going to get a majority of the House members to vote on this thing, because the House, generally speaking, is a little bit closer and a little bit more responsible to the voters, to the people. It was going to be a more difficult task to get a majority in the House. So what Boehner decided to do, and kind of rolling the dice, was that instead of passing one whole package for trade promotion authority, as was done in the Senate, he broke this into three pieces. And the first piece that the House voted on Friday morning was not TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, but TAA, Trade Adjustment Assistance. This is a separate measure included in the Senate bill, which helps to fund worker retraining programs for those people who lose their jobs because of trade deals. Now, if I wanted to throw too much more editorial in here, I could go on and on and on about how that is somewhat of an admission that these trade treaties by their nature are going to cost American jobs, but that's should be hopefully obvious on the surface. So what they did, what Boehner did, was to strip this particular provision out and have a separate vote on it. And here is the somewhat cynical rationale behind it. The hope was, the calculation when Boehner rolled the dice, was that, number one, there were a lot of Republicans that don't believe in this type of retraining thing to begin with, whether it's because they're fiscal conservatives who don't want money being spent on worker retraining, period. To some extent, they may also believe that the whole idea of this free trade regimen to begin with is something that will benefit people in the end. So philosophically, they don't want to support this because they believe, despite the track record, that maybe this deal is finally going to help American workers get better jobs and there's no need for it, whatever. This vote was sought separately so that Boehner could allow some of the conservative Republicans who wanted to go on record as opposing that provision. Now, underlying that tactic and that belief was that the Democrats would not dare to vote against this because this is their baby to begin with. When Democrats in the past have grudgingly gone along with the whole idea of fast-tracking these different trade deals, NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, etc., they wanted money set aside for those Americans who would lose their jobs as this omelet is made from breaking a bunch of eggs, so to speak. And so the belief was that the Democrats would overwhelmingly vote for this, and therefore the TAA, Trade Adjustment Assistance part of this, could pass separately. But he gambled and lost, and so did the president, who Friday morning actually caused a brief suspension of the debate on this when he went to Capitol Hill, as I'm sure you saw in the nightly news, and tried to get Democrats to support this whole package. Well, then Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, the former speaker, and those of you who followed me on social media, you know, with several posts of myself and others on Friday as this was unfolding, know that my comment was something to the effect of that, well, my opinion of Mrs. Pelosi had been subterranean, and now it's a little bit closer to the Earth's surface because very principled, even though it was what some called a rambling speech, she intimated when she spoke that she's not going to buy into this tactic. Everybody with any sense knows that Democrats do want to help workers, but the only way left to them to derail fast track, at least for now, the whole package, was to vote against this. So that TAA went down. There was 302 no votes, a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans alike. So afterward, when they held the vote on the Trade Promotion Authority, the main part of the bill itself, that passed by 8 votes, but at the moment that means nothing. Because by breaking this up and having a no vote on the first part of that, there is no bill that the House can pass, that the House rather can send to President Obama that is the same as the Senate bill. Now, what does that mean? Before they adjourned this discussion on Friday, Speaker Boehner moved that the first vote be reconsidered. The House has 2 legislative days to do that. So there, one scenario is that by sometime on Tuesday, if via a lot of arm twisting over the weekend and so forth, they are able to get a lot of votes changed. That's going to be a tall order. It's not impossible. They may try and vote again on this. Another possibility is that seeing that there is no chance in the near term to bring TAA back up for a vote, Boehner may try and convince Senate leaders that, hey, you need to redo this vote and vote on a version of fast-tracked slash trade promotion authority that does not have the trade adjustment assistance in it, thinking that the odds are better in the Senate. Who knows? President Obama, as some of you may have seen yesterday in his weekly address, was pleading for this. And I'm going to tell you why he's still pleading for this on the second audio segment under this post when we get to what is actually at issue here behind Fast Track with these different treaties. So again, keep in mind that Fast Track itself, Trade Promotion Authority, is in and of itself not a trade deal. It is not a treaty in and of itself. It is a mechanism by which Congress gives greater authority to the president to negotiate these deals, and later on, as these deals are brought to the Congress, they can only vote yes or no, no amendments, no nothing. And still, some people claim, with a lot of secrecy and a lot of sleight of hand, and the hope, of course, on the part of those pushing all of these different trade deals, is that there's a better chance they'll pass and become treaties later on under something like fast track. But for now, there is no fast track. Those of you who follow me on social media, of course, will probably be talking about this right away tomorrow, when we see either tomorrow or on Tuesday whether Boehner thinks he's been able to switch enough of votes, or more so the president has been able to get enough votes to switch to take this vote again. This is still an open question. It's still an ongoing story, but hopefully at least you understand now why, even though the House passed the main part of trade promotion authority, they basically accomplished nothing yet, thankfully, and they've given those who are trying to rally the opposition to this another bite at the apple, so to speak, to try and keep the pressure on and make sure that our elected officials don't cede this further authority because of what's behind it. And on that note, I'll end this particular recording, but when you click on the second recording under this post, we'll talk about these treaties and why they're being pushed in the first place.